Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about things that God wants us to find and things that, well, He's provided. And so we find them by going to Him. And by looking to His direction, following His instruction and commands, living a life pursuing that relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And so as we consider things that we may have felt were lost, maybe not attainable to us, God wants to give us some encouragement and help in the things that we ought to find. And maybe refine our list of the things that we're looking for. Today we're going to talk about the need to find soul rest. Finding rest for our soul. That intangible part of who we are, the very essence of our being. The part that lives through eternity, that never dies. Matthew 11, verse 29, Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Generally, as Christians, we've had people explain this yoke, taking it upon us and knowing the gentleness and humility of Jesus. And like many things, those explanations are helpful. I grew up on a farm where we did a few things with real horsepower. We would harness up the horses, harness them at times in teams together, and particularly in maple syrup season, we would pull sap wagons through the woods, and there were some other times that we would do some things, but that was kind of the particular time that we would use a team. And I remember we didn't use the official yoke that you would think of when you hear that term and think historically, but part of the job was to put these collars on that would allow the horse to shoulder the weight of whatever he was pulling. And you would put these collars on each horse and adjust the linkage. Forget now exactly the term we used. It's been a long time. So that they would pull equally. You wanted your equipment to go straight while the horses were going straight. You did not want to overwork one and underwork the other. And that was the purpose of the way they were harnessed together. That was the purpose of this yoke that's described, so that each partner in that team would carry the weight that they were designed to carry, that they were able to carry. The great news about being yoked together with Jesus is it's fashioned in a way that we're able to find rest. Seems kind of odd in that context of being yoked together in a form that is generally designed for work. Well, the good news is the work still gets done. We are designed for work, and being yoked together with Jesus is formed in a way that He handles what only He can handle, and we handle what He knows is our portion. And because of His gentleness, because of His humility, He's not shifting more of the load onto us. He's not slacking. We used to have one horse that would kind of step back. You really had to work on getting the length of the harness just right so that he would actually work. Because he really liked taking a step back and just kind of walking along while the other horse would pull the majority. And God's design is not one that he steps back and causes us to pull more than we were designed to pull. But he actually says when we're yoked together with him, we find rest for our soul. And when we consider what that looks like, we begin, I think, by considering the things that cause unrest in our soul. There are so many times that we find ourselves with an uneasy spirit. That just at the very core of who we are, something isn't right. There's an unrest. And part of that comes when we take on something that isn't ours to take on. We take on the weight of the world. We take on the weight of responsibility that wasn't ours to carry. It doesn't mean there isn't responsibility for us to carry, but sometimes we kind of add to it or others heap it upon us. And it becomes overwhelming. There are times when circumstances and things in life press down upon me. And I have to step back and take appropriate measures to readjust that weight and to offload some that isn't mine to carry. And that can be a difficult thing. And that requires the gentleness and humility that Jesus has that he wants us to learn from. You see, I think sometimes we miss that part. We like the part about rest for our soul. We like the part about being yoked with Jesus so that he carries the weight. We even like the part of his gentleness and humility. And we kind of skim over that line that says to learn from him. We learn that gentleness and humility, we find rest for our soul. We learn the way that he cares for us, the way that he cares for people, we find rest for our soul. You see, God's desire is that when we live in unison with him, we are not overwhelmed. We are not overburdened. It's not that there aren't times in life that we feel that way. It's not that there are times in life that all of a sudden the pressure is completely gone. We never experience any of that again. But we discover a rest for our soul even when the pressures of this world seem like they ought to be overwhelming. I think about stuff that I'm going through right now. There's this constant decision that I have to make that there are things out of my control that God has to handle. And to be able to live with a rest for my soul is only possible because I'm yoked together with Jesus. And I'm learning from him. You want to talk about someone that experienced pressure. He had crowds show up thinking that they ought to make him king by force. And in reality, completely ruined the plan of his father for our salvation. Their expectations seemed to be ideal for their benefit, but they really weren't. Their expectations seemed to be really ideal for the good of Jesus, but they really weren't. And so we learn by the way that he continued to remain steadfast in communication and connection with his Father. When things would become overwhelming, when news of the death of John the Baptist at the hand of Herod came to Jesus, his desire, when it eventually worked, it was a little more complicated, was to get away alone and spend time with his Father to find that rest for his soul. And so that's what he did. As he was to face the cross, he wanted time to spend alone with his disciples, so that together they could find rest for their soul, knowing that it would be needed. And so we live life yoked together with Jesus when he says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We live together in that connected relationship. And that awareness of his presence, our learning from his presence, ought to bring rest for our soul. I think of the old hymn that asks, "O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see." And I suspect that every one of us today can answer at some point in our life, yes, I do feel weary and troubled. I do see no light. We've all been there. At least I think so. And Jesus comes along and says, "Learn from me. Find rest for your soul." The former retired now director of Woodburn Christian Children's Home, Lee Bracey, used to come to camp when I would lead camp weeks, and generally every year would talk to the campers about their ability to find what they're looking for. That if they came to camp to find trouble, they would probably find it. If they came to find a relationship with that special someone, they would probably find it. If they came to find a relationship with God, they could find it. The big question is, what are you looking for? And while many of those camp romances aren't really the real thing and don't end up being the real thing, some do. But his point was, for the time that you're here, what you're looking for is probably what you'll find. And when we live life yoked together with Jesus, looking for rest, God says when we learn from him, we will find rest for our soul. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us what we need, and it not only gives us what we think we need, it gives us what you know we need. And in those times when life seems overwhelming and when it seems like the weight is too much to bear, you call us to be yoked together with Jesus in order that he can help us, in order that we can learn from him, in order that we can find rest for our soul. And so, God, today I pray for everyone that's listening who is in that moment of life where their soul is weary and troubled. There is no light that they see. I pray that they would take the advice of another hymn that says to turn your eyes upon Jesus. Father, help us to live, to connected with him in such a way that we see and feel and experience his gentleness, his humility, and not just in a way that we recognize it, we honor it, we like it, but in a way that we learn from it. And may our connectedness with Jesus, our learning from him, bring us rest for our soul. God, help us to live life knowing that when we are yoked together with you through Jesus Christ, that the work that you've called us to do, the work that needs to be accomplished, can be done. And it can be done in a way that brings rest to the very essence of who we are. And so, God, today, help us to live life working for you. Working as one connected with Jesus. Working as one finding rest for our soul. And as we live with those who have found rest for our soul, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus as the source of that rest. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.